We're going to learn now from page 199. We're going to learn about the order of Havdalah. I'm going to do about Havdalah tonight. And we're going to study also about a little about, can you have other drinks other than wine for Havdalah? And then we're going to begin our discussion of Besamim. So if you go to, again, page 199, the first source, again, feel free to, you know, interrupt with any questions. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis to Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis discusses debates between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It first says that these are Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Ben Beis Hillel Besuta. They have a debate when it comes to the meal. Beis Shammai, Omer Beis Shammai says, Mavarech al Yom V'achak Mavarech al Yayin. We first make a bracha for Kiddush. You first make the bracha on the Kiddush, and then you make the bracha on the wine. Shayom Gorim Liyayin Sheyavoch V'ar Kiddush Yom V'adayin Yayin Loba. So Beis Shammai would say that you first have to make the bracha of Kiddush because the day causes... If we wouldn't have the day of Shabbos, then we wouldn't be obligated to bring the wine. So the Kiddush should come before the wine. And Beis Hillel says, no, Mavarech Hayayin V'acharachach Mavarech Hayom. Shayayin Gorim L'Kedusha Shtei Amer. And the Beis Hillel says the opposite. The fact that you have wine, so that requires you to make Kiddush. And Dover Acher, Birchos Yayin Tadira, Birchos Hayom Eina Tadira. That the bracha on wine is common. We're on page 199, is the first source, that the bracha on wine is common. The bracha of the day, Kiddush, is not common. Tadir v'shena tadir, tadir kodem. So that we know that that's what we do. For Kiddush Friday night, we make two brachos. We make the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen, and then we make the bracha of Kiddush. It's a long bracha. We say, Baruch Atah Mechalam, Asher Kiddushat, Mitzav Ratzavad, V'shabbat Kodesho, etc., etc. Baruch Atah Hashem Kiddush HaShabbat. So we paskin like Beis Hillel, that we make the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen before we make the bracha of Kiddush. So the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So we continue now in the bottom of 199. It says, V'savri Beis Shammai the Birchas Yom Adifa. Is it really true that, according to Beis Shammai, the bracha of the day is better, according to Beis Shammai? It says, V'atanya nichnas beiso b'motzei Shabbos v'varach al yayin v'ala ma'or v'ala b'savim v'achach omer Havdalah. So Beis Shammai says that on Saturday night, the order is wine, ner, besamim, and then Havdalah. Okay, so and then the Gemara says that, they say, who said this is Beis Shammai's view? And then at the end of this source, so if you turn to page 200, at the end of this source, sort of about 7 lines from the bottom, we cite a brisa which says, Amar Rav Yehuda lo nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al ha-mazon shebetchilav al ha-havdalah shebesof al ma nechleku al ha-ma'or v'al ha-besamim. Okay, so basically the Gemara concludes that really Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree on the order of Havdalah, and the only machlokes is, the only debate is, do you say the Barmer Ho'esh first and then besamim? Or do you say Besamim then Barmer Ho'esh? Beis Hillel says you say Besamim and Barmer Ho'esh. But what that means is, according to everyone, and Rabbi Yochanan says we hold like Beis Hillel, meaning that we all agree that you first recite to make the bracha Bar Pir Gafen, and then we recite Besamim, and then Ner, and then the Havdalah. That's what we do. Look in source 2. Shulchan Aruch Chaim, Reish Tzadivav, Sif Aleph, Seder Havdalah, Yayin, Besamim, Ner Havdalah. That's what we do, right? We say the Hineh Kel Yeshuasi, the few psukim first. Then we say the bracha on the wine, then the Besamim, then the Ner, then the Havdalah. And the sign is Yavna, Yud Beis Nun Hei. Okay, and then the Rama writes, and we have this custom that before we say Havdalah, we say Hineh Kel Yeshuasi, Kol Yeshuas Esa. Okay, so in any case, So these are the order of the four brachos. Now, what if you made a mistake? What if you did things out of order? So the Piskei Tshuva says the following. He says, the order is not invalidate the brachos. Even if you did the order the wrong way. And he says the following. Let's say I make a bracha, okay? And someone says, amen. And then what I do? I forget that it's time for besamim. I send that. It's happened to me once or twice that I forget that I like look at the Barmer Ho'esh and I start saying Baruch Atah Hashem and I have in mind to make the Baruch Atah Hashem and then I realize I start saying Baruch Atah Hashem in order to say Barmer Ho'esh and then you realize, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to do Besamim first. So what's the halacha? Lachis, you finish borei merei hoesh, because the order is not critical. In other words, the wrong order does not invalidate the brachos. That's important, because sometimes you think, oh, I can say, let's say I think I'm making borei merei hoesh and I say brachat Hashem, and then I realize, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to do besamim. So you would say, okay, I said brachat Hashem, I'll just say el kedem echlam borei merei besamim. No. Once you say Baruch Ata Hashem and you have in mind to say,
okay, so it doesn't matter, like whatever.
And then
it's fine.
Wait, I don't know. And then you have in mind to say Baruch Mer Hoesh. So then you finish the bracha Baruch Mer Hoesh, and then you say Baruch Mer Hoesh afterwards. So in other words, you finish the bracha however you intended to start. Questions? So that's the order of the brachos, and make sure it's not, and just so that we know it's not ma'akev. The order is not critical. Now, can you use drinks other than wine for havdalah? What's the answer to that? Any of you? Yeah, sometimes you do, right? So, for some reason, I don't know. My father had a very strange custom. I don't know. He for some reason he always wanted to make havdalah on milk. I don't know, but he did it very unusually. He would do it with a kiddush cup. I don't know, he liked to do strange things sometimes. Okay, I don't make it on milk. But the question is, can you sometimes make a bracha on things other than wine? So there's a Gemara in Source 4, in Pesachim Daf Kuv Zayim and Aleph. Omerle Mar Yunuko Mar Kishisha Bereid the Rav Chista the Ravashi. So Mar Yunuka and Mar Kashisha, they're both sons of Rav Chista, they said to Rav Ashi, Sidnachada Ikla Amemer La Asrin. One time, Amemer came to our town. Velo Avalan Chamer, we didn't have wine. Aisina Le Shichra. They said, okay, we don't have wine, but we have beer. So you can make Abdallah and beer. What happened? Lo Avdil Ubas Tavas. You know what? He didn't make Abdallah, and he fasted the whole night, because you can't eat until you make Abdallah. Lamacha Tarachna Vaisana Le Chamer. Next day, We worked hard and we were able to find wine, and he made Abdullah, but Tamina, then he ate. Lishana, he came back next year. To Ikla Lastrin, he came to visit our place next year. Lo Havalan Chamrin, we didn't have wine. Aisina Shikra. So what happened? He brought beer. Amar, he changed his mind this time. He said, if so, Chamar Medinahu, that's okay. This is the wine of the province. Avdil v'taimidi. In other words, this is a standard. We have to define what Chamar Medina is. But apparently, he changed his mind, and he felt that with beer, you can make havdal in it, because it's chashiv enough. Why is that so? So Tosus explains. So Tosus first says, well, can you make havdalah on bread? Now, why would you say that? You say it's strange, but if you think about it, you know, if you don't have wine Friday night, you can make kiddush on bread. So he wants to know, can you make havdalah on bread? So Tosus in Source 5 in Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav and Beis says, "The ika taimak dechevan de mitzvah liso tzuda Shabbos shayach kiddush al apat." Said, yeah, since there's a mitzvah to have a Shabbos meal, so you can make kiddush on bread, because you have to have kiddush and then a meal, so you can make kiddush on bread, because there's a mitzvah to have bread. So you can make kiddush on bread Friday night. Avodah ein inyana el tzopas el dafkal yayin the shayach b'chol davar hoda v'shira. So he says, but there's no mitzvah at all to have a suda for havdalah. There's just a mitzvah to have wine, because wine is recited to every matter of thanks and song. Like, you know, it's like it makes you happy, it makes you misameh. So there's no mitzvah bread. There's no inyan of bread when it comes to havdalah. So you can't do wine. But what about beer, right? The Gemara seems to say you can make it on beer. So the Shulchan Aruch at Source 6, Aruch Chaim, Reish Tadi Vav, Sif Beis says, "Ein mavdil al pas. You cannot make havdalah on bread. Avala sheichar mavdilin hu chamar medina." He said you can make havdalah on beer if it's the wine of the province. Vuadin li shar mashkim. You can even use other beverages chutz min hamayim, except for water. Water can never be used. So the Ramah, we're going to go into other types of beverages in a bit, but the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch seems to say everything, every beverage other than water. The Ramah though says Tov Yosir Lahavdil Al Kos Pogum Shel Yayin Me'al Sheicher, better to have a big havdalah over a defective cup of wine rather than beer. A defective cup of wine means, let's say, let's say if you drink, let's say I make a bracha on a cup of wine, I drink a little bit of it, so the wine is what's called pagum. I think we spoke about it a little bit. But bottom line is, he seems to prefer wine than beer. And the Rama says, V'nagu l'havdu motzei pesach al sheikh v'lo al yayin mishum d'chavila. So on motzei pesach, that's chashiv, because I haven't had beer. If you like beer, I don't like beer, but if someone likes beer and they haven't had beer all of Pesach, so beer on Motzei Pesach is so, you know, that's beautiful. You want, that's precious to you. You want the beer, right? So that might be considered more precious, more dear to you. So then you can make the bracha on Motzei Pesach on beer and not on wine. So question is, what's the general rule? Like, what does emerge from here? It seems from the Shulchan Aruch that, yeah, you could make the bracha on beer instead of wine if it's Chavah Medina. But the Ramah seems to say, maybe other than Motzei Pesach, it's better really to make it on wine. So if you look at the Bir Halacha, source 7, he says, Miyu ima sheikhar chavu alav yoser, mina ya yachal havdil al sheikhar. The Bir Halacha, which is the Mishnah Brura, he says if beer is better, if you like beer more than wine, then you can make the bracha of Havdalah over beer, right? In other words, this is not simply the Mishnah Berurah is commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, right? Shulchan Aruch is Sfardi. The Ramah makes the comment about that they had the custom to make Havdalah on Motzei Pesach on beer, not on wine. Question, what does the Shulchan Aruch have to say about this? So the Shulchan Aruch says that, according to Shulchan Aruch, is it better beer? Is it better wine? The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, seems to say that if you like beer more than wine, then you can make Havdalah on beer. And a lot of Achronim made beer for Havdalah because they like it a lot. However, if you look at the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, source 8, V'shamati me'agon v'shlomo zavon orbach, mikol makom harei efshet alo dami l'motzei Pesach. He says, Pesach, Motzei Pesach is the exception. Shezeh chaviv l'rabi b'nei ha'ishtarus me'esher l'heter. It's like, you know, like, what do you want? Like, you know, for me, it's like, you know, sometimes what we do is like Motzei Pesach after we switch back, we make a pizza run because you'd have had pizza all 8 days of Pesach, so you run to get your pizza. So similarly, if you haven't had beer for 8 days, for me, again, beer doesn't do much for me. But for people who are like into beer and they haven't had it for 8 days, okay, so maybe only Motzei Pesach, then it's good. Then you can do beer instead of wine, right? That's it. But aval menolon demay dechaviv liyachid nekshav gamu kamo yai. But how do you know that? How do you know that? Again, maybe beer in general for people on Motzei Pesach, that you can do for Abdullah, because then everyone wants the beer instead of wine, or a lot of people, because they have had beer all of Pesach. But who says normally you can do that? Just because I personally like beer more than wine. Maybe it depends on society, and maybe society generally likes wine, so maybe it doesn't go by my individual preference. So already you see here a little bit of a discussion, which again between the Mishnah Berurah, who seems to say that if I personally like beer more than wine, I can make the bracha Abdallah on wine. I'm sorry, make the bracha lechatchila ideally on beer. But Shlomo Zalman Auerbach doesn't think that way. He thinks no, that's not appropriate. The Shut Or Letzion, the Sfardi posek, he says in source 9, he says in Chelik Or Letzion, Chelik Beis, Simon Chav Beis, Os Beis, Ba'avdala, Efshad, Lahavdil, Lechatchil, Lecham Rabdina, Filo, Yesh Yain Matzah. He seemed to say, sort of like what the Bir Halacha says, seems to say you can make Havdalah on beer, on Chamar Medina, even if there is wine. Mechid Mashiv Divi Maran B'Shulchan Aruch. Shestam, that's what Shulchan Aruch writes. Shestam, She'efshel Havdalah Sheikhar. V'lo Kasav She'zeo Davka Mokum She'en Yayin Matzo. He says, the Shulchan Aruch simply says, on beer you can make Havdalah if it's Chamar Medina. I didn't say you can make Chamar Medina if you can't find wine. I said, even if there is wine, if that's what you want, you can make it whatever you want. It just has to be a chashid drink. Now, the big question, of course, is what is Chamar Medina? Right? What is Chamar Medina? So the Rashbam says that in source 10, he says, Ein yain acher ba'ir azos kim sheikhar hilkam avilam bo. So the Rashbam seems to say that you could only, let's say, if there's no wine in this town, so what do they have as a beverage instead? Whatever they have as a beverage instead, that's what you can use. So it seemed that in a community that has wine and beer and other beverages, so there wouldn't be any such thing as Chamar Medina. Right, chametz is only when there's no wine. So what's the standard drink that you have? But the Rambam in Source 11, Hechel Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yud Zayin says, Medina Sherov Yena Shechar. Let's say there's a province where most people drink beer instead of wine, even if there's wine available. But most people, they like to have beer instead of wine. Af al pi shehu pasul kiddush. Can't have it for kiddush. Can't have beer for kiddush. Mutter la havdil alav. You can make havdalah. And ho avahu chamer medina. There's the goal maybe for kiddush. That's a didin wine. But for havdalah, we're not as strict. We could even use chamer medina according to the rabbah, which means whatever beverage is considered. You know, whatever people typically substitute.
Why?
For.
Because it's the end of Shabbat.
Yeah. So it's a good question. It's not as strict. I think that the goal of Kiddush is to something that's intoxicating. Maybe, I mean, you could say beer is also intoxicating. I think that Kiddush might be Doraisa, Havdalah might, according to some opinions, may only be Drabanan. So it seems that there's generally greater leniency for Havdalah than Kiddush. Okay? Like I said, I think Kiddush is, everyone holds Kiddush as Doraisa. Some say Havdalah is only Drabanan. So the Mishnah Brura says in Source 12, in Orchaim Reish Tadivav Seif Tes. So he says, "Umashe kazevodin lishar mashkim hainu mashkim." So which drinks? Can you have it anything other than beer? So he says, "Yeah, hainu mashkim shkim lishtoso. It's whatever people typically drink." But mashkim shirugim bePesach kamo me licorice. I've never had licorice water. I don't know what that is. So anything that's licorice water, eino chamer. I guess on Pesach they have maybe certain drinks. That's not. Kim shirugim lishtoso kol hashara. Vodin kol kayotzei b'zev, afilu mei dvash lo v'chamer medina. Honey water is not chamer medina. So he said. His, the key is of a makom shein shosim. The bold section in Source 12. Of a makom shein shosim also ela leprakim lo v'chamer medina megar mishechar. It has to be a beverage that people drink all year long. And then he says, what about al yain sraf? What about whiskey? Ein kedai lahavdil. It's not good. It's not appropriate to make Havdalah on it. Da kasev ha-magen Avram, the kos Havdalah ragil ha-mavdil lishtoso kulo. Vein mashke menu b'nei bayis. So Havdalah, usually one person drinks it and they don't share. V'yein sraf kasher l'kayim zeh, af kishein lo mashke acher. Oh, sorry. But with whiskey, it's hard to fulfill that because people, you need to have a revius, 3 fluid ounces of whiskey, or at least a rove revius. So people usually have a shot glass, which is much less, so it's hard to drink it, the full amount. There's no other beverage. You can make havdalah. You need to at least drink a cheekful, which is a rover vias. So you have to have at least 1.51 fluid ounces. If not, you're not yotze. Now he says. The Shar Tshuva says in the name of the Birka Yosef that milk you can't do. The milk and oil you can't make havdalah. Because you typically don't use it as a beverage. It's milk or oil. I don't know who drinks oil, but okay. But the Shmir Shabbos Chatzon in Source 13, he says, "Ein lo lahavdil alav." If you don't have wine to make havdalah for, osha mashke acher chaviv labira yain, or there's another beverage more precious than wine, v'hu chamer medina, and it's chamer medina. Oshin yochal lishtos yain shir kamlo lugmav. V'lomisa acher hayotze be'avdala shalo. Or you can't drink enough wine, a cheekful, and there's no one else who can drink it. I feel a katan shigelchei. It's no child to drink it. Shiyishtem imkomo ki az yavdil chamer medina. Then you can make a havdala on chamer medina. What's that? Tahainu mashke shibaoso makom shosim also lomachma shitzrichim lo laharva satzimon. In other words, what's chamardina? It's a beverage that you don't simply drink because you're thirsty. Well, shosim also kamashke chashu bishvil kavod asuda for the orchim. It's a drink that people have, a special drink to honor the meal and guests. Not simply I'm thirsty, so I'm drinking it to quench my thirst. It's like a chashi
drink.
I love
to drink milk because I like milk.
Okay, so well, we'll see. Let's see. So he says, so therefore, l'chein yavdol mikum eila al bira. So number one is beer. And if you don't have beer, he says you have yain sraf, which is whiskey. But again, you need to have a shear enough. And letter hey, he says, and you can make abdallah al mitz tapuach sahav, orange juice, eshkolit, grape juice, yain tapuchim, apple juice. If they are chashav, and you drink them for when that you drink them in order to honor the meal and the guests. And then he says, Bishas Atzchak, you can rely and you can have sweet tea or coffee with milk or without milk. And then he says, so some say you could even do that. And then, however, it's interesting, he doesn't say one, and then he says, Amayim Amei Soda Vishar Mashkos Kalim Ein Lahavdil Af Bishas Atzchak. You can't make Abdullah on water, seltzer, or other soft drinks, even time of need. I would think that milk would fit into one of these categories, probably coffee, tea, and milk. And there's the one exception that you can't do, is the Ramah writes, is not water. So water, they include soda, so like seltzer, and even soft drinks. That's a discussion also, that soft drinks is not considered, you would serve as a distinguished guest. We're going to see others may disagree with that. And he says that, and then the Shemir Shabbos Chosa then says, some people even lechatchila recite Havdalah on beer, if you don't like wine. So there's what to rely on. So it seems that like you do wine or grape juice, that's what I do, grape juice. And if not, beer, some say if you like beer, there's what to rely on beer. And if neither is available, then it would seem juice seems to be preferable to anything else. Water and seltzer seems no good. In the Sefer Kavod Vonik Shabbos, he cites Rav Scheinberg thinks that soda, like soda, Coke, Pepsi, is Chamer Medina, and Rav Moshe says it's not. But he says, well, if everyone, but then he says, and he said, even if everyone drinks soda at weddings, he still thinks, because soda at the end of the day is flavored water. That's the machlokas. And then you have the opinions of Rav Avad Yosef. He says that coffee and tea is the water. And then he cites an opinion in Source 15 where he says that Ein Lakadesh, he needs something which is Chamer Medina de Marve Meshaku Dum Diyai. He thinks it should be something that intoxicates. So he thinks that these things you should have, so you can't even have orange juice and the like. Seemed to me that milk would fit under the category Shemir Shabbos Chosa that you could do, but not water or seltzer. So that seems to be, again, the order. Order is wine or maybe beer if you like beer more. Some say you can do beer. And the next would be whiskey, but that's a problem because you'd have to drink enough. And the next would be juices. And then some may hold milk, coffee, or sweetened tea. And it would seem that, you know, soda, Coke, it's a machlokas, a poskim, or Moshe does not like it. And water and seltzer, I would say definitely not. Okay, we're going to begin our discussion about Bisamim. We're not going to finish. There's a lot to talk about Bisamim. We're going to talk about smelling the Bisamim, like why do we smell the Bisamim, and what type of spices you should use to recite the bracha. Okay? So, any questions, first of all, on Chamer Medina? I think we got it. Right? So, okay. So, Bisamim, so there's a Tosfos in Source 16 in Be'a Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, which says the following. They seem to have two different reasons for why we have Bisamim Saturday night. So he says, I think many. What are the reasons? Why do you think? Why do we have Bisamim Saturday night? Anyone know?
You're losing in the Shema
Yisera. Right. That's the most common reason. Anything else? Right. That's the most common reason.
We want to continue the Shabbat, the smell of Shabbat to continue during the week.
Ah, okay. Okay, so okay, so the, so then yeah, so let's see, so Tosa says Ein Shayach Lefrushi Tamishim Eish Gehenim Shemas Chalisa Falasriach. So you can't explain the reason that we recite a brach over spices on every Motzei Shabbos, is because then the fire. There's another reason it's brought down that the fire of Gehenim starts to burn and smell. It's like a very hard, Basically, in other words, the fire of Gehenna is not operating on Shabbos. So on Saturday night it starts to operate, then there's a bad smell, and then you make a bracha motzei Shabbos. Okay, it's hard, like, you know, what that means is very hard to understand, like how we actually smell it, you know, but, okay. But that's why we say that that's how we're making the bracha b'samim, to deal with that, the bad smell. And then, but what about Yom Tov and Motzei Shabbos? So he says, because then the fire, Eina Eish Maskel Yisrof Alasriach. So there's no fire on Yom Tov. So that's why Shabbos, like Motzei Shabbos, it's on Yom Tov, we don't do b'samim, because you don't have the fire of Gehenna. So, but then, right. So then the big question though is, then why, if that's the reason about the fire of Gehenna, so why then don't we recite, why then don't we do b'samim on Motzei Yom Tov? And then you want to say, the reason that Suzanne gave, well, on Saturday night is because of Nefesh Yesera, that we have an additional neshama on Shabbos and we lose that. And so we smell the b'samim and it calms us down. And on Motzei Shabbos, right, so that's why we don't do it on Motzei Shabbos that falls out on Yom Tov, because you don't lose the Neshama Yesera, because on Yom Tov you have a Neshama Yesera. So you have the same question, on Motzei Yom Tov, why don't we make the Bracha B'Samim? So the Tosa says that the reason why we make a Bracha B'Samim on Motzei Shabbos is because of the Neshama Yesera, and on Yom Tov there is no Neshama Yesera. So then, why don't we recite the bracha on b'samim when Motzei Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov? Because you have other good foods. You know, you're going to have a good Yom Tov meal. That's going to calm you down. So they reject. They keep the reason of Suzanne, at least according to Tosos, and they don't have the reason of the fire from Gehenna smelling bad. They don't have that reason. They say that you lose the Neshama Yesera, and you only have the Neshama Yesera on Shabbos. So why don't we have b'samim on Yom Tov, when Motzei Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, because you have other good things on Yom Tov. The Bach has a different take on this. He says, "L'finis daiti." It seems to me, the ain tzarich lidchov v'lomar de macholim tovim miyashiv dato b'lareach b'sabim, that good food relieves your spirit without the spices. Because he said, "Im kein hani shchichelhu b'chol yom b'isra v'chavri madanim tovim lo yimarachem some Motzei Shabbos." Let's say you have a big malava malka Saturday night. Every Saturday you have a lot of fish and good meat, good food. We still make b'samim. So rather, the Bach says, "Near the lo tikkun levarach al b'samim elo b'deika tarte avdas hanefesh v'gam haschalas eishel gehenna d'sorif u'masriach." That when there are two reasons, then we make the b'samim. Number one is the fire of Gehenna starts, and you lose the neshama yisera, the ishel neshama. The hashi the chaim the chal shadaiti d'adam d'avda lo nefesh b'kal yigia lidei chushal misirchon eishel gehenna. Because you lost in Shem Yisera, you're going to feel weakened from the unpleasant spell of the fire of Gehenna. Aval kishein kan, aval she'ein kan avdas nefesh, ein lachush l'sircha. But when you're not losing your neshama Yisera, then we're not concerned from the fire of Gehenna. Ki heche de'ein choshim kol yomos achol. Just like we're not concerned about it the rest of the days of the week. So therefore, l'chein, ein v'rachim motzei yom tov, so aval pi de'ika sirchot. So even though there's a bad smell, we don't make the bracha b'samim Motzei Yom Tov. Why? Because ein shem avdas nefesh. Because you don't lose your neshama yisera on Motzei Yom Tov. You already lost it on Shabbos. And ein merachah b'yom tov shchol yos b'motzei Shabbos aval pi d'ika avdas nefesh came ven de'ein kan tzirchot. So he says that basically, when it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, there's no fire of Gehenna. Okay, and when there's no, and you have the Neshama Yisera only on Shabbos. So when, after Shabbos, if it's Motzei Yom, if it's Yom Tov after Shabbos, you've only lost the Neshama Yisera, but you don't have the fire of Gehenna. So you're not so it's okay. You're not so weak. But, and then when Motzei Yom Tov happens, so there, they only smell the fire of Gehenna, but you haven't lost the Neshama Yisera. So the only way you get hit with both together, meaning what? Regular Saturday nights, then you have the B'samim. Okay? So, big question is, what can you use b'samim? What can you use for b'samim? Right? So there's a Mishnah which says the following. This is source 18 in Mishnah and Brachos. Perechess halacha mishtavah. In revarachim v'lo aner v'lo b'samim shal goyim v'lo aner v'lo b'samim shal meisim v'lo aner v'lo b'samim shal avodazara. Let's only focus on the b'samim. Because the ner is its own question. You can't use b'samim of non-Jews or of they use for the deceased like it's to deal with the smell of a corpse, and also not used for avodah zarah. So in source 19 the Gemara says, what's the thing about besavim shel mesim? So the goyim is not really relevant for us, really. I believe as to with things relating to avodah zarah, even though there's something else that's avodah zarah, but that's not so relevant for us. So you can't use besavim of mesim. Why? Because the nair has to be lechavod hu davida. So you can't use a nair, a candle, for that people put a candle around the mace. Some people have the custom to do that, the corpse. So that's for that's to honor the dead. So you can't use it for it's not used for light. You can only use a candle for Havdalah if you light it for the purpose of adding light, not for this. But let's only focus on besamim. Besamim is lavure rechahu davida. When you use besamim for a corpse, you're using it so that the smell doesn't, you're trying to counteract the bad smell from the corpse. And Rav Huna writes, the Gemara continues, that besamim of shel beis hakiseh. So let's say like an air freshener you put in the bathroom. V'shem and ashi lahavir zazuma, or oil to remove filth, like deodorant. Same concept. You can't make a bracha besamim on deodorant, or you can't make a bracha besamim on air freshener. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like on Or Chaim, Reish Tzad, Tzadi, Zayin, Sif, Beis. I mean, that's what it means. In other words, it doesn't work. Besamim that's used to deodorize a bathroom or for the dead, then that's not a problem. So the Pini Halacha, what?
Right? What do you say? It should be a spice. It should be a spice.
No, but even if it's a spice that's used, yes. So there's a separate question. So we're going to get to that in a bit. Can it be like a, does it have to be a spice? Does it have to be natural? Can it be synthetic? Natural. That's a separate question natural. We're going to discuss. But we're saying even differently. Let's say it was a spice that was used to deodorize.
Oh, okay.
So Pini Halacha says that a bracha that's used to give off, it has to be used. The purpose of the fragrance is to give off a pleasant smell. If it's used to get rid of a bad smell, like he says, like a bathroom air freshener or a deodorant, you can't use that for besamim, because the purpose is to get rid of a bad smell, not to provide a good smell. That's the Pini Halacha of Malamed writes in source 21. And now the Rambam writes, so now here's a question. Do you actually need the spice itself, or can you just have a good smell? So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, source 22, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, he says, HaMerech Bebegarim Shem Mugmarim. Let's say you give a good smell to, you spray, I don't know, scent, you find a good fragrance on clothing. So clothing smells good. Can use freshly scented clothing. So he says, no. Why? She'ein sham ikar bosom ela reach b'lo ikar. Let's assume that you could use perfume. We're going to see it's a debate. So if you spray perfume on clothing, so the perfume clothing would not work because there's no substance. There's no fragrant substance, right? It's just the spray is nothing. There's no mamashus. There's no liquid or whatever the spray comes from. So the Torah, though, says, I disagree. The Torah in Or HaChaim, Sin Reish Yud Zayin, in Source 23, it says, V'lo ivanti d'varav, I don't understand the Rambam's words. Says he considers the smell of perfume is designated for a fragrance, right? And he says if it's shenas elariach kadesha yispasmu, if the purpose of perfuming the clothing was so it smelled good, yispasmu akelevim kein lavan varchim alav. So he thinks that you should be able to. He said at the end of the day, you're adding the you're taking whatever this. You're perfuming the clothing, for the purpose of a good smell, so then you should make a bracha on it. So this is a major machlokas that we're showing between the Rambam and the Torah, and the Shmir Shavs Achasa Paskins, source 24, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, "B'mei Boshem sheyitachin shegam ikar Potter mi bracha shrei nasu. Sorry. First, we have the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, he didn't bring the source here. It's in Reish Yud Zayin Seif Gimel. He follows the Rambam that you don't recite a bracha over smell deriving from an intangible source. And then we get the Shemir Shabbos Kachasa about this. What if it was the fragrance created artificially? So he says, what about perfume? He says, maybe you don't make a bracha on it. Why? It's made artificially from tar and other ingredients. It's made from ingredients that are actually putrid. Okay, so what do? You do some changes through hafradat kimit. You make some chemical separation. So maybe you don't make a bracha over this. Maybe you only make a bracha over natural, you know, fragrances that come from natural sources that weren't manipulated artificially. That's what Shlomo Zalman Orbach says. But Rav Avadia Yosef disagrees. He says, "V'lo gara midekai malan she'amusak mavarchala birkas amsami." He cites the Gemara Brachos, which says that you make a bracha on this musak, which is musk. And Rashi says, "Hum min hare shel chaya," comes from the excrement of a wild animal. I assume that it is manipulated artificially also to create a good smell. And Rav Melamed has an interesting take on why he's lenient when it comes to this. He says the following in Source 26. It says, "Chen nir lefi anis daiti, shechova levarech aleim minei besam." He thinks that you would make a bracha on the synthetic fragrances. Why? How can you say that God didn't create these besamim? Of course he did. Everything comes from Hashem. Gam ha'tchunot ha'kimiyot she'efsharo li'tzor ha'tareh ha'tov v'gam ha'shichlu ha'madayim she'al pi'a mi'yachim ha'sa besamim. Right? God created, everything comes from him. He created the chemical properties and the scientific advances. Everything comes from him. Right? So fine, it's not natural from the ground, but he created the scientific ability or the knowledge and the mechanism through which we can change these chemical properties to make a good smell. And mm-hmm. Ramalamid says, he says, maybe in the past, where maybe you go by what, you know, generally people use for besamim. So in the past, people used natural, you know, for good fragrances, people used natural sources. And maybe you would say that synthetic sources, you don't make a bracha, came yotzei dof of lo alem tikn levar. So maybe the rabbis, they said that you can only make besamim on fragrances the way that, or that are, that people typically use to make, like only on those things that people typically use for fragrances. So in the past, people used mostly natural sources to make fragrances. But he says, kayom, nowadays, shirov besamim mufakim bederach synthetic, that most spices today, most perfumes are created synthetically. If you were saying, what is typically besamim? It's like, for example, like, you know, you make a, I don't know if it's a great example, but like, you don't make a bracha hadama on a raw potato because people typically don't eat raw potatoes. They eat it cooked. So you're not going to make a bracha hadama. So when you make a bracha berdim besamim, you're making a bracha on those things that people typically use for fragrances. And nowadays, people typically use synthetic. I mean, they can also use natural things, but people use synthetic, perfumes that are produced synthetically. And so therefore, he says that you can make the bracha on this. Because you're getting benefit from this. Now, therefore, Rav Melamed seems to say that you can make a bracha on perfume. This is a machloka, so it would seem, ideally, probably not, but there's certainly what to rely on, because you do it. It is a machlokas. It is a machlokas. It is a debate. Shmir Shabbos says you can't use it, but if you're stuck, it seems you can rely on the Rav Melamed to use it for the perfume for besamim. The Taz has he cites another interesting opinion. He cites a Rabbeinu Ephraim who's a Rishon, and he says Yeshli Zechuchis Ketanu Bob Minei Besamim Va'Aleh Ani Mevarach. He says that you have to designate the besamim for the purpose of the mitzvah. But he cites this opinion he cites an opinion from the Gemara, which the Taz sort of rejects, because there's a he says there's a Gemara which says that if you go into a store, a besamim store, that he says the reason why you make a bracha is because it's only if the spices are intended for fragrance. So it seemed to indicate that he wants to say, so maybe you only fill the mitzvah if the spices are typically designated if you designated, you know, this for, like, in other words, let's say you have cooking spices. Let's say there's spices that are that people use for cooking, but they also have a good aroma. Can you use them for the besamim for Saturday night? So the Rebbeinu Ephraim would say no. He says, because if they're sold as cooking spices, they wouldn't work. And he tries to bring this Gemara that says, if you go into a store and you can't make a bracha on, let's say, cooking spices, you can only make a bracha on spices that are intended to be used, sold for the robe, for fragrances.
Cinnamon that we use, Rabbi, cinnamon we use, right?
Yeah. Spice. Correct.
So
Rebbeinu Ephraim would say no, but the Taz rejects Rebbeinu Ephraim's proof. He says no, that case with the store, you didn't pick it up. So if you go into a store, you didn't pick it up. So then maybe if you're smelling it, so maybe then it has to be besamim that are spices that are used typically for aroma. But if you actually pick something up that you want to use for the besamim, then it's fine. So therefore he thinks that you can make the bracha, let's say, on cinnamon, as long as you pick it up. And he says, Rebbeinu Ephraim's opinion, it's only like maybe the ideal mitzvah, but certainly, and he says most people, you know, he says that Rebbeinu Ephraim, you know, seems to say that is that's this lechatchila ideal. But the Chazon Ish, if you look at he says here, the Mishnah Berurah accepts the opinion of the Taz, so that the Mishnah Berurah says that you could use, you know, take cinnamon. But he cites the Chazon Ish, who seems to say that the bracha should only be made on spices designated for current use as fragrance. That if it's used for cooking or to be sold, then you should make a bracha. So again, it's best to make it on the samim that are typical that you want to use for a fragrance. But if you only have cinnamon, again, you have the Taz, you have the Mishnah Berurah.
That's what we use in shul, Rabbi.
No, we don't. No, we don't use that for cooking.
No, in shul, when we do Avdallah, it's all cinnamon in the boxes.
Right, but those are, right, I guess so, right. But wait, is that true?
Shabbos, Matzah Shabbat, that's what we use.
Right. So I guess you're right. So we're relying on the Mishnah Berurah, who will take the task, so that's fine. The Chazon Ish should probably be more machmer, but that's, yeah.
In Source 27, it seems to imply, though, that you could use those if you put them in a separate glass that was designated for smell.
Correct, yeah.
So it's like you're not taking it from the bottle that you use when you do your cooking.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, no, yeah, that's a great point. So it would seem that even that there were being used, even according to the Chazon Ish, because you could take, right, it would seem like if you take out of your kitchen, like, you, let's say you're, right, that's a good point, that if you go to your, you know, your kitchen cupboard, and you're to take you're looking for that. You take the cinnamon that you use, and you just make a bracha besamim. Then that maybe wouldn't be good according to the Chazon Ish, but according to what we do in shul, where you take the cinnamon and that's use it for the besamim, then it would seem that would work because designated for the mitzvah. Oh yeah, this is the that was Chazon Ish source 28, the next page, and that unless it's designated for use as fragrance by their owner, right? So you're absolutely right, Suzanne. So he says that. As long as you take the spice and say I'm using this for besamim, then it would be fine. But to take something that you typically use for cooking or for something else, and you use it for our besamim, so then Chazon Ish says it's no good. But again, if you're stuck, you probably have Mr. Brewer to rely on. Thank you for pointing that out, Suzanne. Okay, we will stop here, and we'll continue, God willing, next week. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night, everyone.